chair here so that the tape recorder will pick up your testimony.
Okay, you're on.
Okay. Well, good day. My name is Roger Chase, and I will serve as the hearing officer today on behalf of the Idaho Water Resource Board. This is the morning of September 12, 2012, and we're at the Coeur d'Alene Library Community Room, 702 East Front Street, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. In attendance today with the Water Resources Board are Chuck Cuddy, Bob Graham, and myself, Roger Chase. Also present are Clive Strong and Harriet Hensley from the Office of the Attorney General, and Helen Harrington from the Water Planning Section Manager with the Department of Water Resources, and Morgan Case from our office here in North Idaho. The purpose of this hearing is to take testimony and to receive exhibits in connection with proposed changes in the Comprehensive State Water Plan. Notice that this hearing was made through a statewide news release and a second news release to local media prior to this hearing. Notice was also made through electronic postings on the board's web pages. Today I will provide up to 3 minutes for each speaker to give their testimony, and if you need a minute longer, let me know and we'll work with you. Now, we do that so that we're fair across the state, because if we give somebody 10 minutes and we don't give somebody that same time, we try to keep it to that 3 minutes. On the roster we have today, we have four people that have asked for a chance to testify today, and we'd like you to please come forward and state your name and address for the record and proceed with your statement and or evidence. And all of them will need to do the same thing. And so with that, we will start our testimony. I will call a meeting to order. Our first person I have on here is Aaron. Is it Mader?
It's Mader, yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Hi, my name's Aaron Mader. I am the coordinator for the Ponderay Basin Commission. And do I, my personal address is that, or the commission's address is?
The commission.
I'm trying to think. I can't even, because we moved offices. I'm not remembering. It's Washington Street in Sandpoint, Idaho. I don't have the actual number in off the top of my head. I can't remember it. So
you're speaking on behalf of the basin.
Yeah, I am. And I am just coming off of maternity leave, so I've just really superficially looked over this, and I'll probably submit more in-detail comments in the next week. But I wanted to just reiterate the commission's purpose, and that we are focused on retaining water quantities in our lakes and rivers for fish and wildlife, and also for recreational purposes, and reiterating that in North Idaho these are some very important concerns. And we have some concerns, you know, as there's more pressure for the use of water, that our lakes will be considered more often for other states and for using our water for their needs, and we really support your support, basically, in protecting those uses, and I really appreciated reading that in the plan. And I also just wanted to take you up on the offer. You offer technical assistance specifically to the commission in the plan, and I would love to have a bigger relationship with the board, and probably with Morgan, honestly, because she's up here in the north. And I would invite you to come to our next commission meeting so we could maybe talk a little bit more about what that is entailed in that, at least a representative from the board or from your staff as well. And so for right now, that's all I really wanted to say. So thank you for this opportunity to comment.
But we can't ask questions when there's a testimony.
Well, I'll probably be here afterwards.
I did that in control, so I know that.
I'll be here probably after if you would like to ask your question. Thank you.
Okay, the next person that we have signed up is Kim Marshall. Kim, thanks for coming.
Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Kim Marshall. My residence is 10639 Baldy Mountain Road, Sandpoint, Idaho. I'm a leadership development coach, and I'm here because I'm passionate about the water of North Idaho. I paddle, I ski, I swim, fish, but also I lived for 7 years on Lake Ponderay, and I would watch the waters rise and fall each year, just, you know, the winter pool issues there. And my expertise is human behavior, and what I see as I think long-term for North Idaho, the way in which what I think of as quality of life factors that you've included in the plan aquatic life habitat, wildlife habitat, quality of water, and also quantity of water through stream flows. I really see these as core for the economic future of North Idaho, that people visit here, move their businesses here, and stay here because of the quality of life that's so, that water is foundational to that. There's lots of places that have mountains. There are few places that have mountains with water. We were looking in 03, we could move our business anywhere. We were looking at Montana because we found, we have family there. But we found our Montana in Idaho because of the water. Thinking in terms of numbers, the top five counties, the five northern counties, the annual lodging rates, this is just revenues generated by lodging, $75 million a year. It was down at $61 million in 05, rose to roughly $75 million in 07. This is off the from the Commerce Department in Idaho, and it stayed at that level. If you take just the 2% bed tax off of that, that's $1.5 million a year. So that, thinking from a human behavior standpoint, you know, we move towards what helps us relax, what helps us feel more energized, more expansive. We move away from things that are depressing. Looking at when the water level is low, when Sand Creek is empty up there, people are not drawn to that. I'll give you a story. My former husband was a consultant with Louisiana Pacific, doing work all over the country. First trip to Sandpoint, 93, doing a job for Louisiana Pacific up here, standing on the shores of Lake Ponderay saying, I'm going to come back someday. We came back in 03, standing on the shores, we're going to move here, and we're going to do it in 6 weeks so our youngest can start kindergarten. And then in 03, we're going to have our business retreat here, people bringing businesses. And then what I see now, as the economy has dropped, the number of families that I know that have breadwinners out of state bringing paychecks back to Idaho, North Idaho, so they can keep their families here because of the quality of life, it's astounding to me. The level of commitment people have to this place and what they will go through to keep it is phenomenal. The economics matter. The water matters for the economics. They're not different. They are the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan Dumheller?
Drumheller.
Okay, I didn't know if that was Laura or not. I'm sorry. Thanks, Susan.
Sure. I don't think I'll need an extra minute, but I might.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm the North Idaho Associate for the Idaho Conservation League. And since 1973, the Idaho Conservation League has worked to protect our clean water, clean air, wilderness, and Idaho's unique quality of life through advocacy, education, and citizen involvement. We're the state's largest and oldest statewide conservation group, and we represent more than 20,000 supporters across Idaho. I work out of our Sandpoint office, and while our organization will be submitting detailed written comments to you, I just wanted to speak to you kind of from the North Idaho's perspective. And in general, I think we're really pleased that the Idaho Department of Water Resources has a state water plan and is taking time and effort to update and revise the plan given new and changing conditions. We also share an interest in ensuring that the state maintains a sustainable water supply. And we want to make sure that our water supply is protected not only for us today, but for our children and grandchildren and for our native fish and wildlife, which also depend on the resource. In North Idaho, we're blessed with an abundance of water. In fact, it's our wealth of water resources, the many lakes, rivers, and our aquifers that translate to the wealth of this area, just as the previous speaker pointed out. Our incredible scenery, lakes, and fisheries draw people to live and recreate here. As the West becomes hotter and drier, our abundant water will become the envy of our neighboring states. It's vital that we do not take these precious water resources for granted. Therefore, while it may seem we have an endless supply of water now, we must protect these resources and put a new emphasis on conservation. And by conservation, I mean efficient and wise use of our water, so that users don't take more water than they really need. Post Falls, I think, has been an example of one community that's shown wise stewardship of our shared water supply by instituting policies that protect the Rathdrum Prairie Aquifer. I think the Department of Water Resources could encourage more communities to follow suit in conserving water. And in that respect, we support the language in the plan that calls for establishing minimum stream flows and minimum lake levels and agree that population growth and new water demands may require new and additional minimum flows and lake levels. We need to make sure that these minimum levels are adequate to ensure water quality, the survival of our native fish, and other beneficial uses that are so vital to our North Idaho economy. And you are the only entity that can hold water rights for in-stream waters. So please use that ability to protect our waterways and beneficial uses that depend on them. And as I know that the economy slowed and our growth has slowed in this area, but when that economy turns around and with the addition of global warming, our water-abundant region will become more attractive as a place to live. And so we need to be proactive in studying the future demand and supply and by making sure that our water is not diverted in such a way that degrades our water quality and the beneficial uses it now supports. For instance, there's been talk of pumping water from Lake Ponderé to recharge the Rathdrum Prairie Aquifer. Lake Ponderé is a designated special resource water, and thereby it's recognized by the state as needing intensive protection. So before exporting its water is even considered, we believe that the communities downstream that depend on the aquifer should institute conservation measures so we can be sure we're not risking our lake water quality and quantity for unnecessary reasons. And then only then, after conservation measures have been instituted, should the Department of Water Resources even consider the proposal and then begin a thorough study of the potential effects and impacts of water exportation. And this study should also consider how population growth and climate change will also impact our water supply in needs. So just as the plans to divert the Snake to benefit Los Angeles helped prompt Idaho to create a state water plan in the first place, proposals such as these underscore the importance of being proactive in establishing minimum stream flows, lake levels, and promoting conservation for our precious water resources. I also wanted to mention that I appreciate the plan calls for providing technical assistance to the Ponderé Basin Commission. The commission is potentially a great partner in your work. I also want to suggest that you might consider supporting the commission financially. In the last few years, they've had some budget challenges, and I think that, so I don't know if there's anything you can do in that respect. So finally, thank you for taking a leadership role in protecting our water during an era of global warming and dwindling water supplies, and thank you for the opportunity to participate in this important work.
Thanks, Susan. I am so bad on names, and I probably, is this Lewis or Louise?
There's no way on it.
Okay, Lewis. I just wanted to make sure. I'm notorious for butchering it. Is it Kins?
Kins.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Lewis.
Well, I'm Lewis Kins. I'm from 5907 Colburn Culver Road, Sandpoint, Idaho. And my comment is relative to when you give out a water right with volume and how much a person is going to use, I'm just questioning how clean your books are. Because what brings this up is the mill in Thompson Falls had applied for a water right out of the Clark Fork River. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it was for a steam generating plant burning their sawdust and creating power up there. And everything went through fine until at the last minute Avista stepped in and cut it off. Avista had water rights for more water coming down the Clark Fork River than came down in flood stage. And that was Montana division. So I'm just questioning where Idaho is at on that. Do you keep track of what you've allocated? Is it within reason? With farmers, it's pretty easy. They come and go, but you've got a good idea. But something like that with Avista, it's a little bit scary. And a good plant like that, a hydroelectric plant, would have been a real boon to the area, not to mention the mill, as far as power generation, but they couldn't do it because the water rights were over-allocated some years prior.
Okay, thank you. And I should note for the record also that Susan's address was Post Office Box 2308, Sandpoint, Idaho.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to give comment at this time?
I have another question.
Well, we'll go to questions. We'll end the public hearing. We'll go to questions. Here's some things I want to say here at the end. Again, we thank you for coming today. We really appreciate it. This is maybe the largest turnout we've had in the state. I guess there's some positives to that, but mostly I shouldn't comment. That's right. The record will remain open until September 21st, 2012 for submittal of additional comments. The information presented at this hearing and other hearings conducted throughout the state, as well as the information added to the record before September 21st, 2012, will be considered by the board in preparation of the final version of the amended comprehensive state water plan. I would note for you to understand that the board is the advisory body that will help set the policy, and the department does the administration, and it's their responsibility to carry out the water plan. And that's the stage we're at today. Again, thank you for coming. And at this time, the hearing is concluded.